It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM 103.7 and Greg Richard joined by Judy Sharp as per usual. Good afternoon, Judy.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Glad you survived the wind.
Oh, yeah, but still going, isn't it?
Oh, it's a very breezy out there.
Yeah, but it's July. It is July. Okay. It's windy July.
The old saying, it's windy in July.
It is, yeah, and it's definitely for sure, yeah.
What do you got for us today, Judy?
A few different things. I had a nice lunch out yesterday and one of our listeners was sitting at our table.
Oh, okay.
And she introduced herself and she said, oh, I was going to ring you on Monday. I said, well, fire away now. Yeah. Don't wait.
Of course.
And her problem was, she won't mind me talking about it because she would have been on the air anyway.
Yep.
She had citrus growing in pots.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think, Greg, she'd fertilise them with?
Oh, I want to say cow manure.
No, poultry manure.
Poultry.
Yeah.
And you should be doing cow.
No. Poultry's right if they're growing in the ground.
Yep.
But when you're doing it in a pot, you put it right up against the trunk. And you probably remember all our previous discussions with listeners. You've got to go out under the drip line, water first. You know, don't go too close to the trunk. And as soon as I said it, she said, oh, you know, you're right. It's after I put the poultry manure on, they drop all their leaves. I said, well, go out and get some sudden impact for roses and dice that poultry manure in a pot.
Fair enough. That's the old classic. Don't want to put too much manure near the base.
Oh, no, near the trunk. Remember our listener, I can't think of his name now, that always put it against the mango.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, what do we called him Mango something.
Mango Mike.
Yeah.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. We've got Fiona from Curry, and she's got a question about roses.
Oh, hi, Fiona. Funny thing you'd ring about that today. My younger son's out doing his pruning work everywhere.
Well, that's what I'm inquiring about, because our roses at the moment have got so many buds and new leaves on them, I'm wondering whether we should still prune them or not.
Well, Fiona, mine still have buds on too. I'm not quite sure what they're doing this year because normally, you know, they're starting to look bad. But I'm thinking at Curry, you can leave go pruning till next month.
Oh, okay. Yes, very good then.
Yeah, now, no, definitely. Enjoy what you've got and prune next month because, boy, oh boy, we're going to get a little bit of cold weather.
Yeah, and with the, like when you start cleaning around underneath them, it was cow manure, wasn't it?
No, it's poultry.
Poultry. I knew that as soon as I said it. Poultry. And then the sudden impact after, a couple of days later, isn't it?
That's correct. Absolutely correct. The other way you can go at this time of year, about 3 weeks after you do your rose pruning and your poultry manure, you can always use ordinary rose food.
Rose boost as well.
Well, don't use it with the sudden impact, but one or the other.
I generally
do the rose food at this time of year to give them a kick along, and then I love the sudden impact just to give them a little bit of a boost.
Yeah. Also, one of my roses has a little bit of white scaly on it. We have sprayed it several times. Most of it has gone, but there's still some on there, but it's still getting new buds and everything. So what else could I use on that?
Have you used Malathon and white oil?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, you can find that already as one product. And you just put water in and spray it on.
Okay, then. Thank you very much for that.
That's
I'll try that because I don't want to lose that rose.
No.
Well, thank you very much. So we'll just leave pruning for another month.
It won't hurt you even for a few weeks, Fiona.
Yeah,
just enjoy the roses while they're on.
It's getting so much sun where they are, but I've got some out the back that aren't getting as much sun, so we'll fix those up first. So.
Okay, good luck with that. Don't forget the poultry manure. Not cow.
No, it's okay because my husband's actually gone to buy that today and some sudden impact, so there you go.
Okay, well, you're all organised. Thanks, Fiona, for the call.
Thank you. Have a lovely afternoon.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
We've got Reg now from Rutherford, and he's got a question about, the onion weed.
Oh, that's a dreaded thing, Reg, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, what are we going to do about it? What have you done about it?
You had a conversation with a gentleman last week. And he said he don't know what to do and he don't know what it was.
Right, okay. So have you got a recommendation for him?
Well, you've got to pull out the bulbs and the roots too.
Oh, sounds like hard work.
Otherwise it comes back.
It does, definitely. So how's your back doing that kind of work all the time, Reg?
It's not doing too bad, but yes, that's what it's about.
Yeah, you do have to dig the bulb out.
And then the root's got to come with them.
Yeah, I know. It's hard work, Reg, isn't it?
It is very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably would have recommended you spray it with something. It depended where it was, I think, how much you had too.
Oh, no, I was just thinking about a gentleman last week that was talking to you, and he said, I don't know what it is.
Oh, right, okay. So from his description, you worked it out. You're a very good listener, Reg.
Yeah, well, I listen to it all the time.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, do you have your lunch with us?
Yeah, pretty much.
Good on you, Reg. Lovely to have you ring in. Thank you for your help.
Yeah, I know, but if you know about that gentleman that called in, I'd give him a phone call to say, I think it's the onion weed, and, yeah, you got to dig out the bulb plus the roots and whatever else, and he'll get rid of it because he said it keeps coming up all the time.
Yeah, I think that man's name was Daryl, and he'd probably be listening today, I think.
We've got Margaret from East Mainland, and she's got a large lemon tree which has been pruned a bit too heavily.
Oh, actually, too heavily, Margaret.
Oh, unfortunately, Judy, it's right near my front door and it was blocking my view.
Oh, right.
So I give it a very heavy pruning and I just want to know what to feed it with now to give it a real good feed. Is it poultry manure?
It is, definitely. Now, it's in the ground, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, remember you come out, away out from the trunk under the drip line, but
yes,
you've probably cut off the drip line, yeah?
Yep.
And you water the ground first, put your poultry on and water it again.
Good.
And then in 3 weeks' time, hit it with the citrus food and do the same procedure. Water
okay.
the ground, you know, and
okay.
don't get it too close to the trunk.
Oh, thank you, Judy. I just love your show.
Oh, thank you, Margaret. I hope... You
yeah,
know, hope
very,
everyone...
very helpful.
Well, not only that, we'd like a laugh, don't we, Greg?
Yes, of course.
Occasionally.
You've got to have a laugh, Margaret. No, look, I thank you for that. I really appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, thank you, Judy.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. Bye.
We've got Maureen from New Lambton, and she's got a question about the Tahitian lime.
Hello, Maureen. How are you today?
Hi, Judy. I'm very good, and I agree with that lady. I love this show too.
Oh, thank you.
The banter between you pair.
Oh, well, that's good. We've been bantering for a couple of years
yeah.
now, Greg, haven't we?
It has been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Anyway.
I might retire or you might retire. Then what are we going to do, Maureen?
I've retired long ago.
No, I'm just unemployed, darling. Now, what could I help you with?
We've inherited a Tahitian lime.
Right.
I've been here before about different things.
Yeah, no,
I've been
that's
here
good.
12 months. And I have a Tahitian lime about 3 foot in the ground.
Yeah.
And it's got a few leaves on, but it's terrible. And what I had, it doesn't get any sun.
Oh, that's the problem.
And I thought perhaps if I pruned it a bit and then listened to a sunnier spot.
Yeah.
But I've just been out and had a good look at it. I have noticed it before. It's got nodules everywhere.
Oh, has it?
On
really?
The branches.
Oh, okay. They could be borers.
Are they?
They could
okay.
be.
Yeah.
Look, but Maureen, it will be letting you know too. It wants to be in the full sun. Have you had it very long?
Well, I've only been here 12 months.
Right, okay.
And
so...
I don't think it looks like it's secreted at all.
Yeah, look. Can you transplant it out into the sun?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I trim it back at all?
Yes, well, I would trim it back.
Yes.
But, you know, they are transferable fairly easily.
Okay.
But particularly at this time of year, it's a good time to do it.
Okay.
Transfer it out into the full sun. And then
yeah.
after, say, 2 weeks, maybe the roots have settled in.
Yeah.
And then go out under the drip line and
yeah.
give it some poultry manure.
Okay.
Maybe.
What about the nodules on it?
Yeah, look, the nodules are a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what are we going to recommend that you do about those? Look, it could be borers and, you know, you generally see a bit of dust coming out where the nodules are.
Okay.
So if you haven't got dust, that's another problem.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Maureen, just...
I'll try it anyway.
Yeah, try that, yeah.
Yeah. I may have to get a new one.
Well, maybe, dear, but give us a ring back before you make that kind of decision and let us
okay.
know how it's going. I think with the moving and the fertilising, it might fight that off.
And the sun, yes.
Yes, and the sun.
Any sun at all.
Yeah, no, definitely the sun. Yeah, it's
all
letting
right.
you know. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Maureen.
Have a great afternoon.
You too. Thank you for the ringing. Bye.
Bye.
Well, we've got Elizabeth now from near Lambton, and oh, she's got a possum eating all the vegetables.
Oh, Elizabeth, what am I going to say about that? Oh.
Judy, you've got to help me. It's eating Steve's veggie patch, and we just don't know what to do.
Oh, I don't know what to tell you either. Okay, here's the solution, I hope. Because I don't want anything to happen to the little possum. Okay, you know what?
No, well, we don't either.
Okay, well, a lot of my regulars at the nursery always said to me that they get a bowl of just, you know, when they're peeling the veggies, sometimes putting a little bit extra in, and they put that out and it deters the possum from eating the other ones. They like the fresh stuff in the bowl, you know, vegetables, your peelings.
Yeah.
So can you try that first before we do anything dramatic about that little possum?
Yes, because we come out one day and our Brussels sprouts were down to the bare stalks.
But you know, Elizabeth, it's been a cold winter and he's probably very hungry.
Oh, look, I have no doubt and I don't want to hurt him.
Okay,
I don't want him eating them.
Okay, so let's get an old bowl or something, and you know, when you do your veggies tonight, put some fresh cuttings in there and leave it where it's quite visible for him.
Because we've got high beds. Our beds are high.
Oh, right, right.
So they've got to climb up.
Oh, have
the
they?
To get to them.
Yeah, well, maybe if you left it on the ground, the bowl of cuttings or a bit of fruit and veggies, put it on the ground where you think they're gaining access to the vegetable patch.
Right, okay.
They might be coming along the fence, you know that.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we've put, it lives in our roof.
Oh. Oh, you have been too kind, Elizabeth, see. It doesn't want to leave you, darling.
No, I know, but we want it to leave. We've even put nets over them and they scratch through the net. So they're not helping either.
No, but they must like your house.
Oh, I'm sure they do, Jude.
Okay, ring me back and let me know what happens and let's treat that little possum kindly.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for that, Judy.
And thank you for the call. I hope it works.
So do I.
Okay, bye.
Didn't someone use sensor lights a while ago?
Sorry, John.
They had sensor lights around their garden, so when the possum came through, the sensor lights popped on.
There was someone, that was last year, I think.
Yeah.
Sensor lights, that's a good idea. But no, but we can't help that lady because hers is in the roof.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
She's been too welcoming, hasn't she?
Oh, I think the possum owns the house by the sound of it.
That sounds like it.
We've got Bea now from Newcastle, and she might have a solution to the Tahitian lime as well.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks, Bea.
Hi, Judy.
Hello.
How's it going there? Okay, go on.
No. Please help me with a solution.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So those little nodules, I believe, they're the gall wasps.
Yes. That could be the same.
You know why? Because I've noticed that I've got them on all of my citrus. Oh, not all. Two of them.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tackle it every year. All I do, and it works.
Yeah.
You just go along with. You know, each branch looking everywhere. We do a little Stanley knife.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Just slice it open and I spray a dot of Mortine into it.
Okay.
Just in case, but apparently just slicing the top open kill them.
Kills them.
Everything. Because years ago I was told, cut the branch off, wrap it up. Burn it, don't put it in the bin, I lost too many nice branches off my citrus.
So just slicing the gall of wasp,
you can't cut it all off because you'll cut through the
trunk,
branch.
Yeah.
Slice the top off it, and then bit that you've sliced off, just put in a little container, don't drop it on the ground. And then I just spray, you know, look, just a bit of mortine or whatever, you know, Raid or whatever, you know, stuff you've got. And I don't have any hatching. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I reckon that's what she's got, because when she said nodule, that's the first thing I thought, and she sounded a bit strange, like not sure about when you said, oh, if there's a little bit of powder or dust, you know, the borers you were talking about.
Yes, but also to remember she didn't have it in the sun either, and I don't think it was an over-healthy plant by the... It was Maureen when she rang, So she'll be still listening, so I'm sure
she is. Like, and if she doesn't know what they look like, just Google them, and that might be what it is. But that was the first thing that popped into my head, and when you didn't, you know, sort of bring that up as well, I thought, oh, maybe I'll just ring and...
Oh, Bea, look, I really appreciate you... no, I appreciate you doing that. Do you want to come and help... Greg and I once in a session.
Oh, you know what? I've rung a few times with a little, you know, a few,
hints for us. Good.
Keep
doing it, please.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I love it. I mean, not me ringing in, but
thanks, Bea. I appreciate it.
You guys. All right.
I hope Maureen is still listening. I'm pretty sure she would be.
All right, then. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Bea. Bye.
Bye.
So we've got Peter from Marylands. And he's got some issues with borers as well.
Hello, Peter.
How are you going, Susan? How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What are they in your stags and elkhorns, I believe?
Yeah, they're just where the new growth, especially on the elkhorn, just goes straight where the new growth is.
Yeah.
And I've lost one staghorn completely. They just kept chewing. I tried all the bug sprays, but it doesn't seem to stop them, so... Well, they have this sawdust coming out all the time.
That's a shame, Peter. So you first see the little hole, do you, in the outside?
Yep, and then you see sawdust on the outside, like wall size arrangement. You know, they push the waste out.
Yes. Now, Peter, have you tried anything with them yet?
Yeah, I only tried. I've got one that... I kill stink bugs on the citrus because I've got a finger lime and they come on that, and I spray that on it. And, I thought, well, I'll just spray that into the holes and see what happens. But
nothing.
Must be drinking it.
Can you remember what that actually is that you used before I give you an alternative?
Yeah, just give me 30 seconds and I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Oh, you've got it with you. They're good on you.
Well, I'll take a bit. Take a dash of this shit. So how's your day been going? Good. Where is it? Now I can't find it.
Are you in the shed, Peter?
Oh, just in the shed. It's called pest spray.
Pest spray. Yeah. Well, that's helpful.
It's one that's got... a three-action one, suitable for roses, another one, thing that's got...
Okay. We need to do something better than that, I think, Peter.
Yeah.
Look, probably the next thing for you to try could be Malathon.
Malathon, okay.
Yeah.
Can you still buy that?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, you can still buy Malathon. Yep.
Okay, well, I'll see. Okay, I'll get some of that.
Yeah.
Make it in a bucket and soak in a minute, or do you just spray it around?
Just look. I think you need to water it over them.
Okay,
water it in the back and spray the front.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Give us a buzz back, won't you, and let us know if that worked. I'll do a little bit of research and see if there's something more specific. But look, I find Malathon very useful for everything like that.
Okay. Thank you very much for that.
Okay, Peter, good luck with it.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Talk to you again. Bye.
We've got John from Charlestown, and his citrus tree has been surrounded by mushrooms.
Hello, John. That's an unusual situation.
G'day. Yeah, it is. It is. And it has up until recently been a very healthy lemon tree. And it's recently, after harvesting it this year, it lost all its leaves, and then it started to get some mushrooms growing around the base of it. And they were a little bit gold or brown. I sort of did a little bit of research myself, but I'm not 100% confident about it.
I think don't you think you should poison them and get rid of them?
Well, I did. I removed them, and I actually removed most of the, I thought that maybe there was too much moisture at the base of the lemon tree, and I actually removed a lot of the tan bark to potentially dry it out, thinking that might help. But the other symptom that it has is that the trunk of the citrus tree, the bark is, it has a couple of, I guess they're almost like a lesion on the bark.
You must have borer in there, I think, John. You've probably got borer in there. Can you see any dust coming out at all?
No, I haven't seen any dust.
But the lesion.
It's not actually damaging the actual trunk of the tree, but it's just the bark has like sort of come off.
Right. Okay.
The tree at the base.
Do you think? Did you say you've got bark around the bottom of that tree?
Well, yeah, there is. Low to the ground, there's bark.
Yeah. Look, I'd remove that. That's for sure. How are you fertilising it, John, with that bark there?
I have been putting on some fertiliser, like citrus fertiliser pellets, and then just watering it in, like a slow release.
Okay. No, that's fair enough. Are you going out under the drip line, though? Out under the outer canopy of the tree?
Maybe not. Maybe that's...
That could be your lesion problem. And also, if you're fertilising it that close, well, that's encouraging the mushrooms too. So go out under the drip line, water first, and then put your citrus food on, and then water it in.
Yep.
And I think we'll get results then, John.
And what about losing all of its leaves? Like, I mean, I know it's winter, but...
I think that has been because you've put the citrus food too close to it. You might have burnt it.
Maybe I'm killing my
mystery deepens, doesn't it? Mystery deepens when you ring us. But have a go with that, John, and give us a ring back in a week or two and let us know how it went.
All right, cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Bye.
Bye.
We've got Anastasia from Toronto, and her maidenhair ferns always seems to be dying.
Oh, Anastasia, no. Is it inside?
Yeah.
Inside?
I've tried both, inside and outside, and I have no joy with it.
So have you followed my recipe, Anastasia? I'm always waxing on about it.
No, I've just come onto your show a few weeks ago. I haven't got your recipe.
Okay, you ready? What you need to do, particularly now if you've got heating on in the house, and even if it's outside, it's cold, I do mine every second day, I water it, and then on the other day, the next day, I spray it with a spray bottle. And I will guarantee that it will grow. I think, Greg, you even did that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. No, Greg's done that, so he knows it works too.
So you can leave it inside, like someone said, put it in the bathroom.
My beautiful specimen is at the top of a staircase, and it looks magnificent, and it's not getting any particular light or anything. But even yesterday I cut off the dead stems and I gave it a big spray with a spray bottle. So that is my secret. Every second day do that.
Is it purified water?
Oh, no, I just get it out of the tap. We drink that water.
Okay.
Okay, good luck with it, Anastasia.
Thank you, Judy. Bye.
Bye.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NUR FM 103.7. Time for a couple more calls. We've got Peter from Lake Haven, and he's got a question about possums.
Hello, Peter.
Good afternoon.
Have you got a solution for me?
No, I'm just concerned about the lady letting a possum live in a roof.
Good on you, Peter. Look, I think it was tongue-in-cheek when she said that, though.
Okay.
So any solution? A good idea. Well, it'd be keeping them awake, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but what about its feces?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't get into that kind of stuff.
Probably didn't need to ask about that, really, did we?
No, we didn't even think about that, yeah. Peter. Look, I hope she rings back next week and I'll ask her for you.
Yeah, it can chew on the wires.
Oh, yeah, I thought, yeah, of course it could, yeah. But
it's
then,
not a good place for it to be living.
No, I think she realises that, but she's a bit soft about possums, like I am, I think.
Yeah, you can build them a box outside somewhere.
Well, if she's still listening, she's probably going to be encouraged to do that now. Peter, thank you for the call. I appreciate your concern. I thought the same thing at the time, but, you know, that's life, isn't it?
Well, I suppose.
Thank you, Peter.
Right.
Thanks for the call. Bye.
I suppose it's going to be hard for a possum to downgrade to a box outside, living in the house.
Yeah, but I was thinking about all of that quickly. Mm. Now, how does a possum get out of the roof to go down to eat the vegetables?
It might be a door or something, or a possum door or something. Well, that's flat possum doors.
I hope that lady rings back next week again so we can ask her.
We've got Jean now from Mayfield, and she's got a question about potting mix.
Hello, Jean. What can I help you with?
Yes, hello. It's just a quick question about potting mix.
Yes.
I put pansies in winter and petunias in summer. Now, should I put new potting mix every time I replace the plants?
Are they in pots, Jean, or in the ground?
Yes, they are. Yes,
I'd certainly take some out and replace it. And do you use a good quality potting mix? I think that's essential.
Yes, I realise that. Yep. I do try and get the good one.
Good on you. Look, I don't think you've got to waste the whole lot. Top it up, you know, again. And obviously you might be using Flourish for flowering or something like that as well to feed them.
Yes, it's just the reason I'm calling is this year the pansies have not done anything at all and I'm usually quite successful, so I thought maybe it was because of the potting mix.
Look, could be if you've had the same potting mix in there for some time. And they're very hungry creatures, annuals.
Yes.
And this winter they would have been fighting to, you know, to really give a good show, I would imagine.
Yes, they're usually lovely, but anyway, I'll see what happens next time. Thank you.
That's okay, Jean, and your accent's so lovely, it's English, isn't it?
It is.
There you go.
I can't get rid of it.
No, don't get rid of it. My mother never did. Thank you for the call, Jean.
Good luck
with that. Bye.
Bye, Judy.
Bye.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Judy Sharp, just got about a minute left, and we didn't really get to your list at all today.
No, we're not going to, are we?
No, I think we've got time to go for a couple, I think. We've got about a minute left.
Okay, we've got a minute left. Okay. Well,
indoor plants is what you're...
Oh, no, I'll go... Oh, that's a long one. How about I do this? Okay, spring flowering trees and shrubs, they shouldn't be pruned until they finish flowering.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, yep.
Yep, so that's a quick hint. Now, when all lawns start actively growing, it's time to fertilise.
Okay.
Don't fertilise till they're actively growing.
Right.
So another one?
Yeah, go for another one, yeah.
Prune stone fruit to reduce the height and encourage flowering.
Okay, so we're doing a lot of pruning and lot of feeding at the moment.
It's that time of year. No, it's that time of year.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
So can we cut the lawn as well? Or?
Well, only if it's growing. Oh, you can cut the lawn, of course, yeah. But what you need to do is eliminate all the weeds in the lawn before you start to fertilise.
Right, yeah. Well, that's a pain, isn't it?
Well, it would be if you're not a keen gardener. But, Greg, I thought we were encouraging you to become a keen gardener.
We're trying to. There's those bindi patches, they're not easy to get rid of.
But you're spraying them with bin dye or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Judy Sharp, we've ran out of time.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't help you with advice then.
Thank you very much, Judy Sharp, 2NURFM.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.